question. Can you explain why diversity and variety are vibrant for any tradition to continue?
Answer. We all are individuals, and we are individually so.
So you can look at how diversity leads to vitality and creativity by looking at it both theoretically and practically. So theoretically would mean, in science there is the principle of entropy, that everything degenerates over time towards sameness, and the more it glides towards sameness, the less usable energy remains in it. Usable energy means the idea that something could be used for any constructive purposes. So for us, if nature degenerates, matter or energy can neither be created nor destroyed. That's the first law of thermodynamics. The second is that things degenerate towards sameness, and because of that degeneration towards sameness, there's nothing we can do with anything. And this tendency of degenerating towards sameness is countered by negentropy. Say, for example, when we clean our houses, when we wash our clothes, when we using our intelligence and energy consciously intervene to create order wherever order has deteriorated, that's how we counter negentropy. The counter entropy with negentropy. And that's how things move on. And things are functional. Now if you look practically, we'll see two examples. Let's consider the English language versus the Latin language. So now we'll see that Latin is very old and hoary, but it did not admit any other languages into it. And because of that, it soon degenerated into a museum piece. It had no vitality. People couldn't connect with it. And the few people who speak Latin now, they speak it as it was spoken hundreds of years ago. English is not a very old language. If you consider Chaucer to be the first English writer, then it's about 600 years old. But it has fast become the world's most international language. Although, of course, Mandarin may be spoken more, simply because China has a huge population. But still, the global lingua franca today is English. And English has admitted words from every language that has spoken English. So we have karma from Indian tradition, kismet from the Hindi-Urdu tradition, and we have like that words from scores of languages in English. And thus this openness to adaptation has kept English vital. In every tradition, some order of course has to be maintained, and at the same time, language is a tool that people need to use, and it has to connect with the way they live. To the extent they do that, the tool requires some learning, but the tool also requires some accessibility. When both these things are taken care of, then the tool becomes much easier to learn. And that's what has happened to English, that it has become the global, it has become globally widespread because of its willingness to incorporate from various other languages. If you also consider simply genetics, a family is which marry within themselves. They often tend to get genetic defects getting passed down, entropic defects tend to pass on more. So there can be marriages within the community but not within the family itself. That leads to a lot of problems. So occasionally it may happen, but overall as a pattern, other genes are introduced into the genetic pool through union, then the overall resilience of the offspring increases. So similarly, for any tradition to stay vital and creative, to have life in both senses of the word. Life means to stay alive, and life also means to have energy, verve, vibrancy. For it to, it has to have room for individuality. And individuality means diversity. Because each one of us is an individual. Each one of us brings our personality, our realizations, our background, and our dreams into our spirituality. And thus, if we consider, there are different speakers who speak in different ways, emphasizing, highlighting different aspects of spirituality, and thus they attract different devotees towards Krishna and according to their particular nature and their presentation style and their analysis style, whatever. So thus, different devotees from different backgrounds can all be attracted towards Krishna by this overall vibrancy. So thus, we can say that overall vibrancy creates, is create diversity and vitality. Diversity sustains vitality and creativity. That is what we observe through nature. And individuality is a seed for diversity and creativity and vitality. So of course, if English became so diverse that any word could mean anything, no communication would be possible. That's why we do have standards in terms of dictionaries and other books, but these are not absolute in the sense that there is room for accommodation even within them. Rather than absolutizing the tradition, there is no absolute prescription, there is no absolute accommodation. There is a balance just centered on the purpose. The purpose is that communication should be effective. Similarly, we could say for a spiritual tradition, the purpose is that the connection should be effective. So the tradition should be able to connect us with the people, and the tradition should be able to connect us with Krishna. At one end is the contemporary people, the other end is ultimately Krishna. So whatever is required to establish the connection, that's what is done. both-way connection. Thank you.